Hello, everybody, and welcome to my episode on nutrition today. I love talking about nutrition. I have found it to be very fascinating. And to be honest with you guys, I talk about this a lot regarding my journey towards finding out that I had ADHD and then going from ADHD to taking medication and having learned all of this on my third year of engineering school. And it was something that I decided to bring to the table simply because I was struggling with my classes at Purdue. I was having panic attacks during the tests. I would study as if my life depended on it. It was unbelievably one of the most physically, mentally stressful things I had experienced in college, and I just thought it was normal. However, when I found I had ADHD, I also decided to figure out some ways after I graduated, how can I stop having this need to depend on medication? And, you know, I'm not a doctor, and, you know, always speak to your medical provider about medication. I am not going to give that any of that advice here, and not even going to go there. But I'm going to talk about my holistic approach, how I believe how nutrition can really affect our brains. So let's go ahead and get started on how nutrition can affect our brains, especially when you are someone or you know somebody who has ADHD. Let's do it. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Alia. Let's get started. Fact, food equals fuel. Movement is equal to a form of medicine. It makes you feel better, okay? You need to eat food. You need to be able to exercise, all of that. But that's just something you hear all the time. So how do we let nutrition really help our brains and our minds work effectively? So I'm going to go ahead and share with you some tips on what foods do you need to have that will help you think clearly and work effectively, that will help our minds. What foods should we avoid that causes brain fog? And what are some good helpful food swaps to have to help boost brain activity? So for food that helps our minds, we need to eat healthy and clean whole foods and proteins. Now, what does that really mean? When I say whole foods, that means it's actually every single ingredient is a complete food. It is not processed. It is not an artificial sugar. It's not an artificial sweetener. It is not, you know, a artificially produced, chemically produced ingredient that you can't eat by itself, for example. And I just want to really emphasize that sometimes a hamburger can be a whole food, and there are hamburgers that are not whole foods because of the ingredients. So it's all about the ingredients that you're consuming in your body. Always look at the ingredients section, always. And remember, the first item is the most abundant to the least abundant ingredient in that food type. Now, when it comes to eating clean, you want to eat clean whole foods, not cardboard foods. According to some books, they call it Frankenfoods. Like, I believe that is the Whole 30 approach. They say, you know, crackers and, you know, cookies and some other foods, they don't have any nutritional value. So consider that as dead food, Frankenfoods. And they don't give you any value into your day-to-day life. They just add calories and no other nutritional benefit, okay? Now, I also emphasize eating foods that are homegrown or locally, you know where it's coming from. And that's why I'm a huge fan of the farmer's market. You may see that on my Instagram, or I talk about it all the time. Always get to know your farmer. And Saturdays in our area, we have a very nice and a very good farmer's market, and we go every Saturday. And that's where I get my locally owned eggs every week. And then I go 2 hours north of where I'm at. I go to actually Shipshawana at Yoder's Meat and Cheese, and that's where I go and get my quarter cow for the year. And getting to know where things are grown locally and going to know your farmer. And I always tell people, get to know your farmer, ask them, can I go visit your farm? And then also just just be comfortable asking questions. This is your body. This is food that's going into your body. You have every right to know how it's being grown and produced altogether. And also, one other thing I love to emphasize is homemade bread is excellent to have, such as homemade sourdough bread. And I talk about my sourdough journey so much right now, and it's been a huge hit in our family and my loved ones. And those are foods that are, you know, probiotic foods, fermented foods that definitely will help the brain, help the mind, help the gut. And they say, think of the gut as the second brain. If the gut isn't being fed with clean foods, how do you expect that to be absorbed into your body? How do you expect your body to function well? So that is one area to tackle. Now, the next topic is, what foods should you avoid that cause brain fog? So the quick answer is trans fats, fast food foods, foods that are made and fried with canola oil, palm oil, genetically modified oils, honestly. Why would you go that route? I know it may be the cheaper route, but do understand this, that foods such as canola oil and, you know, trans fatty foods, that is something that was actually created during the World War II, as it was massively produced oils. M&M's was invented during World War II. Canola oil was as well. And that is the term margarine, honestly. And these are foods that got incorporated into our diet and is causing problems. So to avoid that, I would highly recommend you figure out and look at your ingredients and make sure that they do not include trans fat, which are these oils. So I always say, look for that. And just once you see the canola oil, I just walk away. Honestly, I'm sorry. I am very particular about that, and it's going to build up over time. I do also want to say this. Don't have food phobia. It's not healthy. So always pick your battles. I'm really big on the 80-20 rule. That means 80% super clean and 20% semi-clean. So try to avoid that. Try to go that route. And sometimes it's okay to have a little 20% here and there of some foods that you love, but don't let it consume and tap into your 80% of clean. So you want to avoid genetically modified foods and always look for the non-GMO label. Organic doesn't mean it's not non-GMO. Organic can be organic genetically modified ingredients. I'm not going to go into the details right now. And also avoid processed sugars. I am a big fan of coconut sugar, date sugar, honey, raw honey, agave. Why would you need artificial sugars? You really need to consider that, because when you have processed sugar, your body absorbs it differently. Your body doesn't feel complete, and then it wants more. And I'll never forget that I drank something one time and it said zero sugar, zero everything. And it was sweet. And it had, I believe it had xylitol in it and another toll type sugar. And I'm not kidding you, in 10 minutes, I just was wanting to eat everything around me. It's like, I ate something and my body wasn't done consuming it. And that is the problem that some people face when they're having artificial sugars. They think they're eating healthy. They think they're being healthy, but their body's saying, hey, I'm not done. I'm not done here. I need something now to complete what I just started eating. So be mindful about that. And so I hope that helps with when it comes to avoiding foods that cause brain fog. So remember, trans fatty foods, genetically modified foods, and processed sugar. Definitely can take that out of your diet. All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in. But maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD, an organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and has been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at leilaaliyat.com. That's L-A-I-L-A-A-L-I-E-H. All right, let's get back to the show. Now, the last category is food swaps. You want to have some good, healthy food swaps to avoid and to boost the brain activity. I am all about not cutting out things, but replacing them with better things. So what is that exactly? So, for example, when it comes to cereal, you want to swap it with granola, because cereal is all just carbs and sugar and no fats, no fiber whatsoever. So I like to go towards the route of granola. It has fiber, it has protein, you can add in some good fats, natural sugars, and I am a huge proponent of natural homemade granola. So you can definitely check that on my Instagram or reach out to me and I'll send you the recipe, or it may be on my blog. So check that out. Also, protein bars. What's a good protein bar to have? There's so many protein bars out there, guys. It is ridiculous. So just to keep things simple, protein bars can be simple as a Lara bar. It has made of just simple ingredients. It's more towards the fruity side of things, but it has protein in it. Another protein bar to have, which I call that the original protein bar, and that is jerky. Beef jerky, turkey jerky. A brand I recommend is Chomps, and it's made out of pasture-raised beef, and it's just really clean ingredients. And always check out the ingredients. Never settle after checking once. Sometimes periodically turn that label around and look to see, have those ingredients changed? Have they cut corners and modified things? I've seen it with my own eyes, how something that was super clean now is no longer clean. It's just not good. Chips, a great alternative to regular chips is having Siete chips, because the ingredients are really clean. And I really like this company. They have some great healthy tortillas, chips, grain-free. I mean, you name it. I'm just like, they're really making it possible to still enjoy your food and have your chips too. Now, yogurt. The same thing. You can have a nice, wholesome yogurt, a complete protein. A brand I recommend is Siggy's. Another brand I recommend, this is more towards the cottage cheese, and that is All Good. And that's a great cottage cheese company, clean ingredients. And so your yogurt can also have flavor. And I've seen Siggy's yogurt have more protein than some other yogurts that are like packed. They say packed with protein. And I look at the ingredients and they're not clean. That doesn't mean your body's going to absorb it really well. So always look for that. Complete foods to absorb the complete nutrients. Juice, I recommend cold pressed juices, juices that have greens in it that increase the alkalinity in your body, and get that those vitamins and minerals that you get from greens. But you also can add in something sweet like apple, and you're going to have that juice effect, and it's going to be delicious. One of the reasons I do recommend cold pressed is because when someone is trying to say, I cold press this juice, that means no heat was applied in the processing of making the juice. So the chemical structure and the temperature did not affect the processing and production of the juice. It's clean. And then fruit bars. You know, Lara Bar is a great fruit bar. I also recommend another fruit bar company called That's It. And it literally tells you the ingredients, like apples and bananas. That's it. That is the name of the company. I do talk about ingredients a lot, guys, and I do recommend you check out my freebie on 5 ingredients to eliminate from your diet. It's on my website on LaylaAliyah.com, and I talk a lot about what are the exact top 5 ingredients to just look for to eliminate from your diet right away without no questions asked. I love to go through the process of elimination and just getting the facts and then just moving on with my life. And I love to share this with my clients and with you on what are some things that you can do to help fuel your brain effectively with the proper nutrition. Because you don't want to cut corners. Your brain, think of it as a computer. Think of it as a car. You want to give it the right fuel so it can work effectively. All right, that's a wrap, guys. Thank you so much for today's episode on how nutrition can really affect our brains. And I hope these tips and tricks are helpful. And do let me know what you think. Tag me, send me an email. I want to hear from you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.